Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm Retune Akar from the Alabama Department on Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Ma'am.
This is the Alabama Department on Labor Unemployed Division. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, Maria Lockett.
And how may I assist you today, Miss Maria?
I tried to make a claim online, but it said that someone with my information had already had that account set up, but I've never made an unemployment claim before.
Okay, never ever.
I've never made an unemployment claim before.
All right, so let me see. Could you please provide me your social security number?
It's 422-373-992.
All right, thank you, ma'am. May I have please your full name?
Maria Danielle Lockett, Lockett.
So, do you have a before a different last name? Or
Lockett is my married name.
and before, which one it was before?
Doty, Doty.
Okay, so that's so exciting. Okay, could you please provide me your date of birth?
5/28/91.
Yeah, okay, let me go back and I'm going to verify again your social security number just to make sure. Let me go back just one moment, please, because it doesn't matter. Okay, could you please provide me just to verify one more time your social security number?
422-373-992.
Yeah, this is what I have. 4223739992. And this is, yeah, you're right, somebody doing before probably. And also, let me asking you, Miss Mary, could you please provide me the last two employer names that you was working for?
David's Catfish House.
Well, and before that one?
Arby's.
Arby's. Well, sorry, but for some reason, is any of those employers being is are in the system. So in that case, so we need if the last employer, I need you please provide me who is paid you. I need you please checking in your paycheck stuff and provide me what is the company name that it was paid you.
Let me go look my bank account real quick so I can see the name of the company. The name that was paying me was HR2INC.
Okay. All right, thank you. And also, could you please tell me other employer name beside that you was working for?
Before David's Catfish, it was Arby's.
Yeah, it's because I don't see right here this, and this is why I'm asking you other one. Or probably like sometimes they are under different name. In that case, before Arby's, do you remember the other one?
Before Arby's was back in 2010, and it was Waffle House.
Okay. All right, let me go. Let me go through and I have to change a few things. Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, I just going to asking you again for your date of birth. May I have it, please?
5/28/91.
2891. So 5/28/91. And also, may I have please your mother maiden name shall be her last name before she get married.
Sessler, S-E-S-L-E-R.
And you say, just to verify, is S-E-S-L-E.
F as in Frank, E as in Echo, S as in snake, mm-hmm. L as in lizard, E as in Echo, R as in Robert.
Right, thank you. So now, may I have please? Okay, let me ask you the question. Just 1 second, please. Because I need you please provide me your name. May I have it?
Ma'am?
May I have your name one more time, please? You say it was Mary, your first name.
Maria, M-A-R-I-A.
Okay, Maria. And last name, please?
Lockett, L-O-C-K-E-T-T.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask you, Miss Mary, did you change your name? So before you have a, how many, because I need to know, I mean, this is you have a married name before or the name that you bore?
The name that I was born with, the name that I was born with was Doty, D-O-T-Y. D as in dog, mm-hmm. O-T-Y.
Okay. All right, and this is what, and also let me ask you, or let me read for you. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsificate income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, I can give you my driver's license ID number.
Yeah, I will ask you those questions in a little while. So now let me ask you other question, Ms. Mary. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
No. I've never filed for unemployment in my life.
Yes, ma'am. Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And also, let me ask you, Maria, yes, your last name. And you already provided me this information. Just 1 moment. Let me figure it out. Okay. And now, let me ask you, have you been working under different name in the past 2 years?
No, have you been Maria Lockett.
Right. Have you been working under different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Have your name changed since, okay, you say you never been filed, since the last time that you applied for unemployment? So, may I have please your phone number?
It's 334-713-6714.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. May I have please you, okay, just your mother maiden name is Fessler. I already have it, that information. Just 1 second, let me find out. And now, let me ask you about your driving license number.
It's 100-296-15.
15. All right. And this is ID, right?
Yes, that is a driver's license.
ID. Okay. All right. Thank you. And now I'm going to have please your race. Are you white, African American?
My birth certificate says white.
Okay, you say white?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just 1 second. Please, because the system take me out. Okay, so let me start over because for some reason I am out from the system. So I'm not going to ask you the same question. Just what I have to do is log in again. Just One moment, please. Sorry for that. Just let me go through. Okay. And what I need Miss Mary is the ID number, please. May I have it one more time?
100-29-615.
All right, thank you. So let's try one more time. Okay, waiting. Just one moment. Okay. So now, Menaha, please, what is the highest grade that you completing in school?
10th.
Okay. Are you a USA citizen?
Yes.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
Have I been in the United States for Air more Force? Than one?
In the Air Force, for more than 180 days?
You said the Air Force?
Correct.
I've never been in the Air Force.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
May I have please your home address?
Ma'am?
May I have your home address?
It's 107 Bruner Street, B as in boy, R U N as in Nancy. E R Street number 53, Ashford, Alabama.
Okay.
36312.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And also, let me ask you, when you say 53, what is that? This is an apartment number or what is it?
Apartment number.
Okay, you say it's 53, the apartment number.
Yes.
53. All right, thank you. And may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
I was a drive-through. Shift management.
I'm sorry. So what are you driving? Truck, bus?
No, drive-through. I was a shift lead manager.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I seeking?
If you would like to keep doing the same.
I am in the process of trying to locate more work. It's just been very difficult because not a lot of places are hiring right now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So now let me ask you, do you obtain work through a union?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work through a union?
Do I obtain work through a union?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Union is some card that some employer they have it. They just have a work through a union, so not with whatever employer. So it's usually they are welders or construction.
No.
Okay, are you right now attending a school or training?
No.
Do your employer give you definite date to return to work?
Ma'am?
Do your employer give you definite date to return to work?
No, I'm not sure if they're going to open back up or not.
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not very far. I don't have a car.
How many miles you would like to say?
Maybe 10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Nothing lower than 9.
Do you own a business?
Do I own a business?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 to March 2024?
No.
Okay, now let me ask you payment options. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
I do.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Benefit card will be taking additional 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one you prefer?
I've got an account that I can do direct deposit.
Okay, everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, may I have your routing number, please?
I have a Chime account.
I'm sorry. In that case, you would like to choose the benefit card?
I reckon so.
Right. And also, last employer name, I remember you said you was under HR2?
Yes.
And what city you was working?
Ma'am?
May I have the city where you was working, please?
Dothan, Alabama.
May I have the telephone number from this company, please?
I've got the telephone number for David's Catfish, not HR2.
Yeah, I need the telephone number. When you file a claim, it's only for the last employer. And also, you can file for two. In this case, everything is going to be regarding to HR2. So you can research if you don't have it in Google.
Let me, I do have a number for Simple HR. Let me go through my contacts.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's 850-650-9935.
All right, thank you. May I have please your beginning date? What day did you start to work with this company?
I started February 11th, 2023.
Okay.
And my last day was August 1st, 2024.
All right, thank you. And why are you no longer working with this company? They discharge you? Are you quick or something else?
The business closed.
Okay. So now let me ask you, Miss Mary. After your last day at work, have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Ma'am?
After your last day at work, have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I received my last check August 4th.
Yeah, but everything regarding to vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Let me read for you. You are certified that your answers are true in accordance with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earnest that you provide with wage reported by employers. False answer can result in overpayments. So if it is okay if I put in your full name here and verify that everything that you say is true?
Yes.
One second, please. Right, Miss Mary, thank you for waiting. I'm back with you. Let me ask you a question. This is going to be randomly question just to verify your identity. Question number one, it is based on your background. In what city, I'm sorry, in what county is 8090 Rosario Way? Is in Franklin, is in Indian River, is in Lafayette or Miami-Dade?
Ma'am?
Okay. Yeah, I am asking you a question just to verify your identity. Question number one. Based on your background, in what county is 8090 Rosario Way? Is in Franklin, is in Indian River, is in Lafayette, or Miami-Dade? Or you can choose none. I never been associated with any of these addresses.
I'm not familiar with any of those.
All right, thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2277 South Sharon Drive, 401 West Innes Road, 4569 Lily Lane, 609 Hampton Place.
401 West Innes Road.
Which of the following cities is associating with you? Dothan, Florence, Prattville, Selma.
Dothan.
Thank you. Let me ask you again, Miss Mary. I am filed a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. So this
yes,
is what
ma'am.
Are you doing? Mm-hmm. I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided in this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook. Benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your care center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and one day your online resume for you to do some result and interruption and your benefit. So the process you just completed right now doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. Your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Every Sunday before 5 p.m., it's very important that you carefully read the information that is mailing to you. If you have any questions, you can call or inquire department line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday, 5 p.m., to schedule appointment for the next day. So beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law require that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them. But the employer later begin hiding. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assisting with your work, you can research a local Alabama care center. So now, do you have questions regarding to this closing statement?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So now let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. If you are ready, please let me know.
All right.
It's 49805.
80.
Yes, ma'am. 56405.
All right.
And now this is the PIN number that you need for weekly certification, 0999. You will be required to put
0999.
Mm-hmm. You will be required to put your PIN number in your first weekly certification. I mean, in all weekly certification, and 0999. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Miss Mary. If you don't have any question for me, thank you for calling the Alabama and Blonde Clean Slide. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.